for $1,000 and the win. Who said, oh, and incidentally, if you win, Deacon Ed will give you the money. I don't have it. So $1,000 for the win. Who said, to err is human, to forgive divine? To err is human, to forgive divine. You've heard that, right? Anybody know who said that? I had to look it up. You know, I would have said that too. Shakespeare, but no, no. But that's what I would have thought. No, it was Alexander Pope. He was one of the great poets of England. And he said that, and he was right on when he said that. To err is human. We humans do sin. We go the wrong way. We do what is evil. But it's God who forgives. And really, only God that can truly forgive. Only God who can truly forgive. Now, that doesn't mean we can't kind of piggyback on God's forgiveness. God does empower us to forgive because through baptism, we have a role to play in salvation, and we have this unique connection with the Trinity, with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But still, in order for us to forgive, we've got to go to the Father. And that's what Jesus even said. On the cross, he did not say, I forgive you. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So even Jesus recognized that it's really only through God, the Father, that forgiveness comes into the world. But because we, like Jesus, are children of the Father, we are adopted children, nonetheless, we have access to the power of God so that we can forgive. And how often are we supposed to forgive? Doesn't matter how many times we are sinned against or injured or wounded, we have to forgive. We can't withhold forgiveness. And why? Well, there again, we're kind of stuck. Because if we dare to accept the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, we're obligated to forgive others again and again and again. We have to forgive. We say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Again, if we want to be forgiven, we have to freely forgive our neighbor. And what is forgiveness? It's basically not acting out of our anger, our hatred, desiring revenge, asking to injure the other individual who has wounded us, but rather letting go of all that. Saying, no, Lord, I let go of my hatred, my anger, my desire for vengeance. And rather, Lord, I ask you to bless that individual. Not to harm them, but to bless them. That's forgiveness. It doesn't mean that we forget. Again, only God can forget. Of course, that doesn't make sense, does it? I mean, if he's all-powerful, how can he ever forget anything? And yet, if you look in the New Testament, or the Old Testament, we are told that once we have been forgiven of our sins, God takes those sins and he puts them behind him. He takes them, he puts them behind him, so that he's not going to bring it up again. He's forgetting it. Now, we may not be able to forget the sins that we have committed or those who have committed against us, but nonetheless, God even takes care of that. So really, forgiveness, the ability to forgive, the commandment to forgive, is all rooted in God. So none of us have an excuse not to forgive. And it doesn't matter how outrageous the sin against us may be, we're still called to forgive. And again, we look at Jesus. He did not hold it against us, our sins. He did not hold them against us. He doesn't. When we forgive them, when he forgives us, they're gone. He doesn't bring them up again. And what a great gift that is. It's like taking a burden off of our shoulders that we never have to attend to again. Maybe there's some psychological stuff we have to work on still. Okay, that's fine. But the burden of the moral heaviness of it, we don't have to deal with. Because God's taking care of it. Yes, we have worked with God to forgive the other person, but God really takes lead in that area. Always has, always will. In fact, that's really the story of salvation. Adam and Eve sinned. God did not abandon. Death and resurrection destroyed the power of sin and death once and for all, so that we could truly be free. And that's what forgiveness does. It makes us truly free. When I forgive someone else, they can breathe more fully because I'm not going to come after them. In fact, I'm going to help them as much as I can so that they can flourish as children of God. And when I forgive another person, I'm taking that burden of anger and hatred and rage and revenge off my shoulders so that I can truly be free as a son or daughter of God. And if you look at the world today, do we really see a lot of forgiveness going on? I see a lot of hatred, a lot of anger, a lot of rage, a lot of violence, which seems to be so contrary to the gospel. Well, what does that mean if there's a lot of rage and anger out there? Well, it means one thing in particular, that you and I are not living forgiveness enough. We're not showing the forgiveness of God enough. We're not talking about God's forgiveness enough. We're not out there saying, what about God in all of this? Where is he? What about the peace that God wants us to live in? What about the freedom that God truly wants us to have? And that rage and that violence and that anger gets in the way of that freedom. It corrupts us so that we truly can't be free. But again, every Sunday we come together to remember God's forgiveness of us and of our obligation, if we accept God's forgiveness, to be forgiving people ourselves. And don't underestimate the power of forgiveness. You may think, who am I to forgive someone? So I forgive them. That's an incredible divine act. It's a divine act. We are participating in God's desire to forgive. So it's not just some human action, but rather it's a divine action which we participate in. And if it's a divine action, it has ramifications everywhere. It affects everybody on the planet. That's the power of forgiveness. When we loosen the injury, the sin, whatever it is, we loosen it so that there is freedom. A person can grow again and flourish. So you and I have a lot of power. A lot of power. And as an individual, we have a lot. But just think, all of us together in this community, put together, we have even more power because of God's love for us and his desire to work with us and through us. So in this day and age, when there are people who are afraid, who are depressed, who are angry, enraged, whatever it might be, we are bearers of God's love. We are bearers of his forgiveness, every one of us. So we have to think every day, how am I going to bear that forgiveness today? Who in my life maybe needs forgiveness from me? Or who is seeking some kind of healing which I can help them find through perhaps them asking for forgiveness or seeking for forgiveness? It's not that there is a lack of forgiveness available. It's that we are too short-sighted. We don't see far enough. We don't see the power of God and of God's working with us and through us each and every day. So as always, as Christians, we're supposed to stop every day and say, okay, one of the things I'm called to be is a messenger of God's forgiveness. How am I going to do it today? Lord, open my eyes, my ears, my mind, so I will see it, see those opportunities. And how am I going to speak to other people about the forgiveness of God? So that others too can be relieved of the burden, of whatever it is, so that they can truly flourish as the children of God. So we have a lot of work to do, especially in this day and age where so many people don't know about the healing forgiveness of God. We do. So what are we going to do about it? How are we going to go forth this week to share that forgiveness with others, to teach others about God's forgiveness, so that we can grow in the freedom as the children of God and truly flourish as his children, and people who are always looking for ways to bring that love and forgiveness of God into the world.